the water.
I have people making signals to me, and I'm not sure what they mean. Well, let's stand together as we call the church to worship this morning. Yeah. I'm going to ask that we just plant this seed in your mind even before we start. The Lord impressed on my heart this morning about lifting burdens, and I'm feeling that in our service today we will have a time of prayer for burdens being lifted. I don't know what your burden is, but we all have burdens at one time or another. And Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are heavy laden. Bring your burdens to me. I will bear those. I will carry your burdens." And I think that it is a gross missing of blessing that the Lord wants to give us if we hold on to burdens and refuse to give them to him. I suspect this morning, if we were in complete openness and intimacy and secrecy, that no one but you and God would know, every person in this room would say, "Here's a burden, and I need to let go of it." So let's let that thought, that the Lord is the burden bearer, and if he moves in our hearts today to lay those burdens down, let's lay them down. Father, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts for your many, many blessings, to know that you are the burden bearer. And Father, we need to let go sometimes, in fact, all the time, when we carry burdens that we were never intended to carry, nor equipped to carry. That's why you offered to carry them for us. Thank you. Stir our hearts this morning with gratitude and thanksgiving. Help us, Father, to enter into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. Father, help us to be more grateful. We pray this day that you would accomplish what you have in store for us, and that we would allow you to do that in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. Thank you, and we praise you, and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Everybody has trials and temptation. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever his heart is my home. Ooh, 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 ooh. Everybody has fears, everybody got worries. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That
we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west. His heart is not on. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up and my cup runs over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How He has proven it over and over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up and my cup runs over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How He has proven it over and over, over and over. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever His heart is my home. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever His heart is my home. Forever and ever His heart is my home.
Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm a part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister round here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm a part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the King, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join theirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm a part of the family of God.
Oh. Yay. I need water.
I'll give everybody just a couple more minutes to finish greeting, and then I'm going to start singing, and that probably will speed up. That will probably speed things up. I am so glad that I'm a part of the family of God, aren't you? Amen. There's a lot to be said about being part of the family. As you are well aware, we have hit the time of the year where the last 5.5 weeks of 2018 are going to fly. And it seems as though the church in this wonderful season just prior to Advent is as busy as the rest of your life. So I want to call your attention to all the things that are on the calendar, so to speak, for the next few weeks. I won't go into detail, but if you'll just look at the bulletin, you'll see a lot of the things that pertain to our church and our church family. Just starting at the top, after a couple of years of being in the States but not being able to visit with us here on a Sunday, Arthur Raj is with us today, and we welcome Arthur. Many of you have known and fellowshipped with Arthur through the years. I think he's been a part of our missionary family longer than 20 years probably, so we're very, very glad to have Arthur. And we are glad that not only he is here, but his luggage is here. We had quite an adventure. I picked him up at the airport in Louisville, and sure enough, his main baggage did not. We watched the carousel, and finally we realized it was a lost cause. So we came home and prayed, and he called his wife to pray that his luggage would show up. And greatly to our surprise and joy, they texted us about 11 o'clock and said they'd found it, and they delivered it about 2 o'clock this morning. I was reminded of the parable. Arthur had two carry-on bags, but one bag was lost. And he was more concerned about the one who was lost than the two he had with him. But then this morning, as joy comes in the morning, that which was lost was found. And so he called Colleen and me and said, "Come rejoice with me, for that which is lost has been found." And we celebrated the finding of the lost baggage. The Lord is good, Arthur. So anyway, Colleen, I was rehearsing that with Colleen this morning. She said, "That's plagiarism." And I said, "No, honey, there's no copyright on the Bible, so we're good. We can do that all the time." Arthur, we're glad to have you with us. This evening, there's a unity worship service at the Carpenters Christian Church at 6:30. Bob Russell will be speaking. Bob is a tremendous, tremendous speaker and author. You will be blessed if you can find it in your schedule to attend this evening. But prior to that, at 3:30 this afternoon, Robbie, we have services at the Willows. So those who can join us for worship and teaching and communion at the Willows this afternoon, that's at 3:30. In anticipation of Thanksgiving, we are not having Wednesday Bible study this Wednesday evening, but we will resume in the 5th chapter of Revelation on the 28th, so please note that. Also, if you look down in the upcoming events, you will see that we postpone elders and deacons until the first Sunday in December. And also note that we moved the time a little earlier with darkness settling on us much more quickly. So elders, deacons, please note that change. And a reminder also about year-end giving must be before the 31st of December, and it is coinciding with the fact that the last Sunday in December, when we gather before the end of the year, is the 30th. Also in December, there is the concert with Natalie Berry Marshall to raise money for Habitat. There is a ladies' Christmas party on December 11th. Our puppet program is on Sunday morning the 16th. That evening, there will be community caroling, which last year was its inception. It's a great thing. We meet at St. Peter's AME Church for caroling and a brief message. Then we, if it's pretty weather, we'll walk over to the Methodist Church where we'll have caroling, and then to St. Philip's Episcopal for a brief caroling, and then up to Harrodsburg Christian for a couple more carols and fellowship of coffee and cookies. About an hour and a half to do all that. It's a wonderful time. So that's on the 16th. And then the 19th, we're planning Christmas caroling and fellowship at our house. And then on Monday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, we will once again have been invited to share in a Christmas Eve communion service with Harrodsburg Christian Church. I'm tired just reading all that. Pace yourself. Take advantage of all the beautiful opportunities of Advent, and try to not be stressed. That's not what we need to do during this busy, busy season. Please do not be stressed. I did talk with Raphael and Sarita, and they are planning still to come on those dates, driving in from New Jersey, planning to be with us sometime early Thanksgiving Day, and spending a few days here and being in church with us next Sunday, the 25th. So quite an exciting time that we have. So those are the announcements I wanted to bring to everybody's attention. There are probably some other things. Kent, is that microphone working pretty well? We have our technical difficulties all covered. So if you have an announcement, raise your hand, and Kent will come and bring the microphone for you to share.
I don't know if y'all heard, I hate to say it, but I saw it on Facebook last night about Kim King. Kim King had a tumor discovered in her spinal column, running from the base of her neck down to a vertebra, and it was a 9-hour operation, and it's pretty serious, and she's at Cardinal Hill recovering, so just want to let you know about that, and as a prayer request. So.
And to add to Terry's long announcements, I'm going to add one more. Many of y'all volunteered last year for the Breakfast of Santa, and we need you to help again. That is December the 1st. And we need breakfast items. We need people to help prepare the breakfast. Last year we had some women from Carpenters Christian Church, and they're not available this year. So we're looking for some people to help do the breakfast. We need donated items, toys, board games, etc. We need people to wrap these gifts. Money or gift cards would be appreciated. We need volunteers to cook the breakfast, wrap the gifts, and facilitate in the drawings and the cleanup. And we will try to get this in the bulletin next week. Those items. So we'd appreciate any help. Thank you.
I just got a text this morning from Nona to pray for her. She says she will have another surgery January the 4th, and the doctor's going to reopen this incision, and so she wanted us to please pray for her. It's going to be at Good Sam.
That was Nona Johnson, who's just been having, prolonged recovery from this cyst that the incision never healed properly, and it seems as though it's ongoing, so... She's requesting continued prayer.
Just want to remind you, Mona, surgery on her fingers tomorrow. She's got a ganglion cyst going pretty deep in the joint, and they're going to have to put her out, and she really needs that hand for everything she does. It's her business hand and puppetry, sewing, everything. So just pray. That's at 6:30 in the morning.
All right.
Over to Danville.
Kent, Emmeline.
Kathy Carter said that Marty has a fever and is not feeling good. He's back at work, but he doesn't feel up to being back at work. And I thought that's a prayer concern.
All right. Marty Walker, who had that miraculous recovery from the tumor, a hole in his heart, and... he's been doing well, so let's pray that there are no setbacks on that. Well, that's neither here nor there.
Jessica Wilkinson is pregnant and just found out her baby has spina bifida. Is that how you say that? So they're going to see if they can have the surgery before she delivers, and so keep her in prayer for that.
Jessica Wilkerson, yes.
Rebecca is in her third trimester and having problems, and she's had to spend the night in the hospital, but they're also checking. Baby seems to be fine, and she's actually gained more weight this time than usual. But anyway, she's having other issues with rapid heartbeat and diabetes, and she's going to have to be at home now with a heart monitor and pretty much rest because they're not sure what's going on with her heart.
As you can tell, there are plenty of needs going around, and that's why I said I felt that impression this morning that we need a prayer time, I think at the end of the service, time of ministry and prayer for burdens.
Leanne?
I have a prayer request for Shay. She is going to have a C-section on December 31st. She's going to have a little boy. So.
All right. A lot of delicate lives at that stage, isn't there? And we always pray for God's very, very best for these little ones coming into the, being born into this world. I'm going to lead us in prayer, and I'm going to emphasize again that during our time of ministry, and Arthur has graciously agreed to join me in praying for people today. And I know that he prays a great deal and has seen many things there in India where the power of God has been very, very evident. And I'm just going to encourage you, don't take these burdens home with you. We'll have an opportunity during this service to take those through the laying on of hands and prayer for the things that are heavy on your heart, even to stand in proxy perhaps for someone else. But Father, we come before you knowing that you have heard everything that's been spoken, and even the things that were in our hearts and minds that were not spoken that are of concern to us, and we acknowledge that we need your healing hand, your strength, your wisdom, your guidance. Those facing surgeries, those who are recuperating, those who are in therapy, those who are due to give birth, those who have very difficult and troubled pregnancies, those little infants, and especially this little one with spina bifida. Father, we pray for miracles in that life, comfort for that family. What a burden. Father, we lift them up before you, ask you to be mighty and powerful in each of these lives and in each of these situations. And so, Father, each name, each situation that's been mentioned here, we bring before your throne of grace, knowing that you always do that which is best, but you have invited us, encouraged us, and directed us to bring these before you, to exercise our faith and our trust in you as a God of healing, a God of mercy, a God of direction, a God of goodness. And we praise and magnify your name today. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. A birthday or two, maybe? Tuesday, Gail Bailey, happy birthday. Louis Bergen, happy birthday. And Friday, Nona, for whom we just prayed. So I know she's probably would love to celebrate her birthday in a much more joyful fashion, but let's remember her. And maybe if you think about that, in addition to a little card for her birthday, a card of encouragement, if you need an address, it should be in our church directory. If you don't have one, Colleen has that. We'll be glad to provide you with an address. I would really, really encourage you to send her a card of encouragement. So if you need an address, just we'll get it for you if you don't have it. All right, we're going to ask the worship team to come and lead us in preparation for communion this morning. And then we'll be sharing the Lord's Supper together, and then after that, dismissing the children to Children's Church.
Stand with me, please.
Thank you.
I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
And I love you, Lord.
Let's get it. back down.
Now my heart's desire is to know you more, to be found in you and known as yours, to possess by faith what I could not earn, all surpassing gifts of righteousness. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you more. Oh, to know the power of your risen life, and to know you in your sufferings, to become like you in your death, my Lord, so with you to live and never die. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you more. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, you're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, you're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you more, and we love you
. You may be seated. When we share communion, we are sharing that which every branch of Christianity observes in one form or another and has for over 2,000 years. So I'm going to ask those who are helping to serve this morning to come, because my comments before communion are really simple and brief, and I just hope maybe the simplicity and the brevity of them will cause them to stick in our minds, because the ceremony speaks for itself, the supper speaks for itself. We give thanks because of the completed and finished work of Christ. That's why we give thanks for the bread and the wine. We give thanks for the finished and completed work of Christ. And then the supper points in time backward. It reminds us that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. It brings us into the present because it reminds us that we have a present relationship with him and with all brothers and sisters in the universal church. And it points us to the future because it reminds us that he will come again and receive the entire church unto himself to be with him forever. I don't know what you think about when you take the bread and the wine, but above all the things that are important, and I do hope that we don't let our minds just wander aimlessly and frivolously, But remember, we give thanks because of the finished and completed work of Christ. We remember that he shed his blood. It reminds us that we have a current relationship with him by faith and with one another. And it encourages us to know that he's coming again. So with those words, we will give thanks. Brother George, would you give thanks for the bread?
Lord, you did it. You did it all. And because you did it all, we receive the benefits. So grateful this morning, oh God. So grateful for what you did for us. Grafted us into the vine and called us children of the Most High God because of the broken body of Christ. Lord, you did it. Father, bless this bread and bless everyone who partakes, that the benefits of heaven would be theirs today, in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed on the cross that day. And Lord, we could never repay you for what you've done for us and the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we sin every day, and you forgive us of it. And thank you for your humility and your love for us. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.